Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here today to start with, but I most certainly want to thank Brother John Isaac for being courteous enough to let me be able to preach before you this morning. He'll be preaching this afternoon, but you know, it's one of those things where from time to time you just feel like the Spirit is moving you, and you feel like, or at least I do, I feel like I need to be a little more active than what I'd like to be, and I just felt like I was needing to be encouraged to have the opportunity to speak before y'all. And I'm thankful for that opportunity, and I'm thankful for what God has blessed us with and the work that's going on here. And if you would just open your Bibles to start with to Acts, the 5th chapter. And we're going to start reading at verse 29 in just a minute. And do you notice what I'd just like to center our minds around here this morning is fighting against God. And John here about three lessons ago, Old Testament, had talked to us about an enemy of God. And most certainly, if we are an enemy of God, we fight against God. Now, the thing is, as far as fighting against God, we may not realize that we are fighting against God. But we'll get to that in just a minute and say more. Acts, the 5th chapter, and verse 39. And what I want to bring to our attention is Gamaliel's advice, which he gave those Sanhedrin, those Jewish leaders there at that time. And in verse 20, this, "But Peter and the other answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.'" Plotted to kill them. "Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles aside for a little while. And he said to them, 'Theodas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this, a man, Judas of Galilee, rose up in the days of the census, and drew away. He also perished, and all who obeyed him dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men, and let them alone. For if this or this work is of men, it will come to nothing.'" What I can tell you right here from this standpoint is that just as it was mentioned, these other two men were dispersed and had gone away. Everything, their works, whatever it was, but even though they went ahead and pursued that, what we see here is that, and we ask you the question, is this not God's word that has survived? Did it not come to us today? Is it not here and right now? Gamaliel's advice to them was leave these men alone. God's word would come to nothing, or their word would come to nothing if it was not from God. But the thing is, what we see is it has come to us. And you think about that. We have this word, this recorded word before. To Gamaliel, where he fought, much fighting, much literal fighting. And his father had evidently died not too long there. And have Judah with 400,000 men. You have